Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me right now, Rabbi Hillel Cohen. He's the director of Hatzolah Ukraine. Good morning, Hillel. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. How are you? Are you okay?
I am a Kiev citizen for 23 years. I am the head of United Hatzolah Ukraine.
Yes.
It's under the United Hatzolah Israel, and I am now in Odessa because I sent my family last week to Israel. I'm alone here, helping to the all communities to prepare what we can do in the very hard situation. And a lot of Israelis called me and they want help because they don't know what to do, how to go out of the of Ukraine, how to found the border. And Baruch Hashem, we don't have Jews or citizens, they killed or something.
Injured
on illity problem, but we're very busy on evacuation.
Are Ukrainian Jews looking to leave the Ukraine?
Ukraine is a big Jewish community. Is more of 130,000 all over Ukraine, and 30,000 in Jews. They have good connection with the communities, and under they very far from Judaism, but they are a Jew, and we helping every Jew. And now everybody is calling and he asking for help. And they not have Israeli passport. They can't go out. The Ukrainian passport is not the best passport. And you can go to other countries, now in Europe and others, only to the Arabic countries. And we helping. We found places, safely places, camps. We take summer camps. We change this. We bring heaters to be there on this very hard situation.
Rabbi Cohen, is Hatzolah treating anybody for trauma or for stress?
Yeah. We have a special course of post trauma, and we have six out. I don't know how to say. Six button in our 6 points in our activity today. The first button, we want to buy two ambulances.
Yes.
You know, nobody knows the war is begin quickly, and we have a dream. We have before a ambulance, but is a old ambulance, and he not work now. We want to buy two ambulances, one mobile clinic, and three is a lot of defibrillators and Hatzolah first aid backpack. The fourth is security around the community, and five is the food. We need to buy food for a few months before, because we have thousands of people under us. And the sixth is evacuation. And we have a link to donate for this big, big job. And I call everybody if you can't help us. It's a big, big mitzvah. It's a big thing because, you know, a lot of the people, they're not rich people. It's people. All life is around the community. In Ukraine is not a rich country, and people live for $300 a month, and the situation is very bad.
Rabbi Cohen, how many Jews are still in Kiev?
How many Jews in Kiev now?
Yes, now. Or has everybody left?
No, the most of Jews is lived to other places, to the near to the safe safety borders near to Poland, near to Romania, and to these places.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask my producer to get in touch with you and get those links, and we will post them up on the Chai FM Facebook page. So anybody who wants to contribute towards medical...
I can say you, if somebody hear me, I can say you the link.
Okay, no problem. So my producer is going to get in touch with you. And I wish you and your family a Shabbat Shalom, even though you are not together. Thank you for doing what you do. And just know that you have brothers and sisters all around the world. And
thank
we care
you,
about
thank
you. And we
I will come soon to visit you.
That would be lovely. That would be lovely.
Thank you
so much. That's Rabbi Hillel Cohen. He's the director of Hatzolah in the Ukraine.